song. Open thou our lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou, O Lord, didst make haste to help us. Thou, O Lord, didst look down to say what was done upon the earth, but also what was done in the earth. And when the bowels of the earth were with a clay of fire, ready to open and swallow us, the bowels of thy compassion were with a clay of love, open to succor us. This is the day, and these are the oars wherein that should have been acted. In this our day, and in these oars, we praise thee, O God. We acknowledge thee to be the Lord. All our earth doth worship thee. The holy church throughout all this land doth acknowledge thee with commemorations of that great mercy, now and there's oars. Now, and there's oars, it is thus commemorated in the king's house, where the head and members praise them. Thus, in that place, where it should have been perpetrated, where the reverend judges of the land do now praise them. Thus, in the universities, where the tender youth of this land is brought up to praise them, is a detestation of their doctrines that plotted this. Thus, it is commemorated in many several societies, in many several parishes, and thus, here, in the shadow of this mother church, in this great congregation of thy children, where all of all sorts, from the lieutenant of thy lieutenant to the mainest son of thy son, and this assembly come with hearts and lips full of thanksgiving. Thou, Lord, openest their lips, that their mouth may show forth thy praise. For thou, O Lord, didst make haste to help them. Thou didst make speed to save them. Accept, O Lord, this sacrifice, to which thy spirit giveth fire, this of praise for thy great mercies already afforded to us, and this of prayer for the continuance and enlargement of them upon the Catholic Church, by them who pretend themselves the only sons thereof, dishonored this day, upon these churches of England, Scotland, and Ireland, shaped and threatened dangerously this day, upon thy servant, our sovereign, for his defence of the true faith, designed to ruin this day, upon the prince and others derived from the same root, some but infants, some not yet infants, enwrapped in dust and annihilation this day. Upon all the deliberations of the council, that in all their consultations they may have before their eyes the record and registers of this day. Upon all the clergy, that all their preaching and their government may preclude in their several jurisdictions all re-entrances of that religion which, by the confession of the actors themselves, was the only ground of the treason of this day upon the whole nobility and commons, all involved in own common destruction this day upon both our universities, which, though they lack no arguments out of thy word against the enemies of thy truth, shall never live out this argument of thy works. The history of this day, and upon all those who are anyways afflicted, that our afflictions be not multiplied upon us, by seeing them multiplied amongst us, who would have diminished them and annihilated us this day. And lastly, upon this auditorium assembled here, that till they turn to ashes in the grave, they may remember that thou tookest them as firebrands out of the fire this day. Hear us, O Lord, and hearken to us. Receive our prayers and return them with effect for his sake, in whose name and words we make them. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come. The will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.